You know, it is good that to stand before you, and I bring a greeting to all your brother and sister far away from Africa. As I stand before you this evening, I would like to say thank you. Thank you for what you have done around the world. It's spreading the good news of Jesus as far as your eye cannot see, and how far how you cannot even imagine that you are doing what your Lord and Savior called you to do. What a blessing also for me to be with you, to be among you. It is a great blessing, because what we have been doing for all this year has shown that the love of Jesus is in this place. I know it because I have been with you so many years, and I know the heart that you have. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you for that. And indeed, coming to our message today, it is very simple. You can see on that thing, the crucifying king. You know, in this world, we as a human have done things that sometimes each and every one of us may not know that these are things that may not be good for the Lord and for the people around us. We try to do things according to our feeling, according to our love, and according to what we want to do. As you see from this, you can see that what Judas, the man Jesus has appointed, has called, and given the assignment more than the others. Most of the Jesus' assignment are disciples who are sharing the good news with others, the same as Judas. But Jesus gave an extra job to Judas to be the banker of the church, of the mission. Whatever they do, it come out from Judas. You can call that you may be the favored one because of the love of God and trusting you to take care of the treasure of the church that he can give to anyone he wants. But when the sin come to this world, we feel that some of the sin are small and some are big. It is wherever you go. I came from Africa and I know what does people look at the sin. Some of the sin seem to be, well, you can just put them aside and say, they are okay. But some of them are not. But this time, as I am going to share with you, I'm going to share the sin that always tangle us, the sin that sometimes prevent us to do the right thing that the Lord our God died for. You know, it starts not only with us, even before us. It starts with Adam when he was told not to eat from the fruit, and with his wife. He did not even control himself, even though God has given everything to him. And also, you know, David, the man God has blessed with many things. He had many wives. And then also, he still reached out to the other person, wife, the person who has poured for him. And you know also, whenever we get anger and we want to fight with others, we want to do the right thing to protect ourselves. And one of us is Peter, who is standing before the Lord and promised that he will fight for him, cutting off the hair of the chief priest. Those are some of the things that we may call they are a great sin, because those are the sins that have been said clearly, you should not do this. And some of those things, we may do it and they seem like they are okay sometimes. You may think they are fine, and sometimes you may think people do not even know about it. Think about if people do not know about it, what about the Lord himself? Who know you? Who know each and every one of us? He know everything that we think about, that we do, that we hide from one another. God knows those things. But it is not us who want to do it. I know that one of our friends said, I do what I do not want to do. And I do the thing that I do not want to do. It is the sinful nature that drives us to do things that are contrary to what we even love ourselves. Psalm 41 reminds us that my close friend whom I trust, the one whom I had my bread, has lifted his heel against me. Someone who is very close to you, someone whom you trust, can lift his hand against you. And again it said, for it is not my enemy who insults me. I could have handled that. And it is not those who hate me who did something wrong to me. It is the people, the person whom I treat as my equal, my personal comforter, the person that you trust, the person that you love, the person that you do great things, believing that he feels the same way as you love him, as you treat him equal. He is the one. You know, when I grow up as a young person, I saw that the person who can do bad thing to you may be far away or enemy. No, it's not. We learn that the person close to you is the one who will do things that make you feel so bad, so mad. And sometimes they may do it intentionally, sometimes they may not. They may do harm to you without planning. But that is not what Judas has done. Because of his greed, he done it intentionally. He thought about it. He planned it. And what to do? Trying to hide a little bit about it. Because he said to them, the one that I will kiss is the man. Who could know that you will be identified by kiss by someone, pointing you to the enemy to do harm to you? But sometimes it happens. It happens someone will do it, and it is always the reality. But God has so much love for us. You know that in this side of the world, things may not be. I want to give you one more example. Samson, who has trusted his girlfriend, he trusted and revealed his power, his strength, that if this thing happened to me, if you cut my hair, my strength will be gone. Because he had been told many times, why you did not tell me the truth? Why you did not tell me the truth? And when he revealed it to her, what happened? Because of the love of money too. The best friend, the girlfriend that you trust the most and reveal your strength, gave you up. And he had been humiliated, his eyes have been gouged out and treated bad. Well, if we think of those things, we may think that they had done in the past, but are we doing the same thing now? Are we turning our best friend in? Are we doing the same sin, whether they are the hard sin or whether the small one or the bigger sin? Are we doing it? Are we doing it to the loved one? Are we doing it to the friend, to the co-worker, even to the person far away? Are those are good in our Lord's eyes? No. God has warned us to know that He loves us. And He has given us many examples that we should be good. Not that we will do it ourselves. We will be good by seeking the love of God, by trying to be what Jesus has called us to do, to imitate Him, to do the right thing, wherever you may be. You know, God said that you have to prepare yourself for who will come to you for the answer. And when we prepare ourselves, it's not here at the church. It is wherever we will be, whether on the outside, on the parking lot, at the job, or wherever people are gathering. We should be ready to do the right thing, to do the thing that God has called us to do. You know, sometimes we do think that while I did it here on this part of the world, people may not know it far away from here. History is circling most of the time. And here is what it says on the Proverbs 29. It said, do not betray another person's confidence. Otherwise, anyone who hears will make you ashamed, and your bad reputation will never leave you. Your bad reputation will never leave you. It is because what you do here, not only within the eye of the people here, also wherever you will be. While here in the United States, it may be a different one. I can share with you a little bit about how people betray one another. I came from Africa, where betraying is a part of the business. Getting over the ladder and claiming up to be somebody, most people do betray one another. Because this is how, the shortest way to get into power. It is the shortest way to knock down all the people. Many did it. They did it that by killing people so that people will fear them and they will go off. They arrested people. They used force. They pay people with the money to go out and do things for them. Especially in a country where I come from called South Sudan, they call it Hanun gunmen at night. Those are the real soldiers who are supposed to be protecting. And then in the state at night, they be looting. They be killing. And the person who is in charge of that does not even know that what he's doing is wrong. He thinks that is the right thing. I have a friend whom I grew up together. He was one of the soldiers. It was in 1986. They were chased by the other army, and he ran through the village because we were in the same village. And when we saw him, we ran to him, tried to rescue him. And because we hide him, we give him some food and eat, while we know that the enemy has gone on the other side and they will not even get a hold of him. We let him go on the other side. His name is Galwak. The worst thing is, as soon as that guy get out of the town and go by the side of the bush, do you know what he did try to do? That village, his mother, his father, his brother and sister are living in the same village. And then he began to pile to the village that had just pet him. How do you describe that person? His heart. His heart broken. Even his own farm. We're very ashamed of it. While in this part of the world, it is not what is happening. It may happen in a different way. But I want you to know this. This is not the end of it. Jesus, the Son of God, came down to help and to save you and me. Jesus did not even foot a fight when he was led, when he was caught, when he was put on the cross to die for you. He even said to the man who betrayed him, friend. He called him friend. And those who nailed him on the cross, he called his father and said, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. He knows that what the world is doing is the opposite of what his father envisioned the world. Jesus come to save you, and he wants you to be the model of what he has died for. As he saved you, he wants you to save others. He wants you to spread the good news and the love that his father gave up for him to die. You know, it's hard. He knows his father has a power. He himself has the power too. But he did not, because he wanted the scripture to be fulfilled. He wanted to save you, because if he used his power to protect himself, we will not have the love that God has for each and every one of us. Jesus has shown that he does not even insult those who were letting him on the cross. He go knowing that he will be victorious. He will be victorious for you and me, so that at the end, the death is swallowed and the love of God prevail. As we are sitting tonight, we know each and every one of us, regardless of how we live our life, we have a part of Judas in our life. We may do it in a way that we feel this may not hurt somebody. We may gossip behind somebody instead of helping that person. We may be sharing the confidence that somebody whispered to us, telling us how his life or her life and the need and the help that he or she is seeking. But our role as the children of God, those who have been loved by Jesus and his Father, is to help, to comfort, and to do the will of the Father. How can we do it? We cannot do it by ourselves. The man who stands before you, I cannot do it. I am a human like you. But we have to seek God to guide us, to give us the right response when things like that happen before us. We have to seek our Holy Father to guide us and to give us wisdom and courage to stand in that time. He had the power. Jesus knows that we are weak. He knows where the Satan can take a hold of us. But he said, trust me. Trust me. And I am there with you. You know, sometimes we feel down because people who love us are not there for us. Job, who has plenty, people love him. They were around him. Has the plague come to his family? all his treasure gone, family gone, his skin go away. He cried that because people distant themselves away. No one even liked him. Even his own wife come and say, "Why don't you insult God?" But because of his love and his faith in God, Job never did that. He know that there will be an end of what is going on in his life. He know that this temptation will never last. Jesus overcome all those temptations. He know that one day things will be right, and indeed they were. Indeed they were. Jesus loves you as he loves each and every one, and he wants you to do the right thing. He wants you to know that his Father planned for your eternal life. He know that one day you will be united with him. Despite how you betrayed by others, how you betray one another, if you have faith in Jesus, your sin will be forgiven. And brother, you know our King that grieved Adam or lusting David. Jesus is the crucified King, willing to divorcely betray with his kiss and hand over to die, but he did it so that at this altar, his precious body and his blood will wash your sin away and will bring peace and glory to you. Amen. With that in mind, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guide your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Amen.